welcome to the Cluttered Minds podcast. That was a little loud, but that's all right. I'm Alan, and I'm your co-host along with Justin Nelson.
Hello.
That was so pleasant.
I know. I try.
He's kind of pleasant, guys, but he's not pleasant, actually. But,
I'm a dick.
He is a little dick. A little dickish, but that's all right. For today, hey, how's everybody doing? Today is 7:30, whatever. It's Monday, July 30th, 2012. And we're getting our podcast on. So we'll jump right into things. We're a little short on time today, so let's see. Justin, how was your last week?
My last week was pretty good. I've been watching the Olympics like crazy.
Ugh, I'm just kidding. I love the Olympics.
It's amazing.
Wait, I haven't watched anything. Did you watch the opening ceremony?
I did. It was really, really awful.
Really?
It made no sense to me.
Oh.
Well, it looked like it was... I never read anything about it. I don't know what it was supposed to be, but it looked like the history of London or England or... I don't know. It was really stupid.
Oh.
It was really long and stupid.
Did you watch the China one? Was that... That one seemed cool. I didn't see that one either.
I never saw that one.
Oh, I wanted to because it looked crazy and ridiculously synchronized, but I haven't watched anything. I mean, is it good this year? I haven't had any time to catch it.
So far, it's NBC is the sole coverage person of the Olympics, and their coverage is absolutely horrendous. Because of the time difference, you know, all of the events are like have already taken place by the time you wake up, and everything you're watching is mostly a replay. So when they cover actual live events, they do a really bad job of just saying, we'll be replaying blah, blah, blah event where these people got gold, silver, bronze. I'm like, really? Why do I watch it now? You just gave away who won.
Yeah.
They have spoilers everywhere. You can watch replays of events online and, they just list all of the results already before you even have a chance to even look for what you want to watch. It's really stupid.
I don't know. That is dumb. But I've heard stuff on Twitter that people kept talking about it, and I don't know. It seems odd. And people seem to hate NBC's coverage, is what I keep hearing. So,
yeah,
and
it's awful.
They cut off to, like, talk to, what's his name, the swimmer, Phelps.
Yeah.
For some interview, and I guess there was some kind of dance thing that people, I guess, wanted to see that was, like, more relevant than them talking to Michael Phelps or something about something stupid, but I don't know. Whatever. Olympics. I like the Olympics in general. Like, I kind of more like the winter, but, you know, you only get what you get. Olympics. Anything else? I don't know. Anything else new? New games? No. I don't think you've bought any new games or anything. Any new items?
Opened up BioShock, but I don't really have anything to come on it yet.
Okay. But, let's see. Yeah. I guess we can just jump into that. Actually, this kind of goes more into cable, though. Since you're watching the Olympics, I haven't watched any. These are the things that I'm missing. Right now, I don't have cable, technically. I don't watch cable. I haven't watched cable in couple of years now. I do catch things occasionally when I'm, you know, in front of a TV, but I'm okay with it. But I mean, for you, since you have, what are the benefits of having cable overall?
I don't know. I probably watch the average amount of TV during the week. On the weekends, I watch virtually no TV, except in the morning while I'm getting ready. But during the week, after work and stuff, I watch a lot of TV.
Okay, so you'll get off work and then whatever, eat and chill out and just watch them. Yeah. I mean, how many shows do you watch? I mean, because if you think about it, you're paying...
Oh, yeah, 100. That's the worst part, is that you have to pay for all these channels and you watch, like, 10.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch more than 5 shows, it almost... Like, let's say you wanted to buy seasons of those shows... And usually they're about, what, 60 bucks, let's say 60 bucks when they first come out on Blu-ray. Maybe a little bit less, plus or minus or whatever. But let's say 5 shows, it's $300 in a year. But then again, you're not watching it right away. but at $100 a month on just cable, I don't know if that's necessarily what you pay, but most people pay about that much. It's like $1,200 a year, and it kind of, I don't know. I mean, right now I'm not using cable, but I know that once I move out, roommates, they might want cable. I mean, I want to watch some sports games. You can't watch sports or anything like that without cable, which I don't know. I've been okay so far. Just go to a bar, watch some TV. No, I don't know. We'll see. It's just a big question because a lot of people want to pull the cable. it's good, I know. But yeah, I don't know. Pulling the plug on cable, I just think it's still so much. It's just ridiculous the amount, priced. I don't know. I don't like it. And it costs too much, and I don't know if the benefits necessarily outweigh the bad. The problem is not as many people can get along like me by living just with internet stuff and the ability to watch the shows you want or finding it on, like, Amazon. Because Amazon Instant Prime has instant streaming, and then Netflix, and then Hulu, but I don't use Hulu because I hate ads. I don't know. Whatever. Either way. Olympics, you can't watch that. I guess you can watch it on the internet.
You can watch it online. It's just the spoilers that are... it's the same as if you were to watch it on TV.
Yeah, so. It's not any worse than...
But yeah, you can watch everything online that you can watch on TV. Even more so, because they have every event online.
So you had but then you'd have to choose it. You kind of had to put a little bit more effort. But yeah. I think right now is what you'll... That's what people have to do right now. Until TV gets on the internet, because it's eventually going to happen... but right now the ad buyers and all that stuff, they don't want that to happen yet, but, what was I going to say? Anyways, cable or not cable, if you pull the cable, you need to be internet savvy enough to find the shows you're able to want to watch, or you obviously buy them instead of, if you're not like want to be on top of everything, then I think a lot of people can do it, especially if they want to save some money, but... If you can have cable, I guess the benefit does outweigh. Right now, it's probably a little bit better. It's a little bit easier. But I think in like a year or two, I think we'll be able to do it a lot easier. Because NBA, like my brother watches NBA, or I don't know about NASCAR yet, but NASCAR, not NASCAR. There's football, baseball, hockey. They all have their like game center type stuff.
Yeah.
So people that like sports can do that, but right now the blacking out of games in your area, which doesn't make sense for people right now, but I think eventually they're going to start showing that stuff, and once that happens, then they'll lose a lot. And HBO, you can only get HBO if you subscribe to it, and then HBO Go and all that stuff. Do you have your HBO Go on your Xbox?
No.
Do you have HBO?
No.
Oh.
It's not worth it.
Well then, never mind.
I wish you could pay for just the online part, the HBO Go. That's awesome.
But that's what they need to do. I would do that. I would pay a good amount of money. I would pay more than $10 a month. I'd probably pay $15, I think, personally.
Yeah.
Because I like a lot of the shows that are on there. I don't know. I don't know about $20, but they're not doing it. They get too much money from subsidies from the major networks, or not networks, the cable companies. So, whatever, they're... pulling us before all the money they can. It's almost like internet, phone data. Because phones are getting better, but data's getting less. And anyways, that's a whole other thing. You brought up about BioShock earlier. How much have you played?
Virtually nothing.
All right.
So, no comment.
I think I played 3 hours. I'm cheating, mind you. And it's pretty good. I've been... stories is mainly what I'm just doing. I'm listening to all the little tapes and stuff. I've gotten farther than I have. It took me 2 hours to get there, but I feel like I'm not that far. And sadly, the PC version, or at least on 64-bit Windows 7, has some issues. It crashes randomly.
Huh.
I don't know if you played enough to know, but it does. It crashes randomly. But you can use a controller, and I thought one of the games you couldn't, and it might be BioShock 2. I had to double check. But
The total game, do you know?
I'm not too sure. I think it's like 12 hours playthrough, I think.
Like, that's longer than I thought.
Maybe. I'm not recalling. Like, it's 5 years old, so I'm not too sure. But I think it's a little bit longer than the normal games now, because over the last 5 years, game time has changed a lot. It's pretty good. I think you'd enjoy it. You don't necessarily have to cheat.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I just need to sit down and play it.
Have you played anything? Or not really?
I think I'm going to start without cheating.
You try without cheating? Yeah. I did it without cheating the first time, and I got however far I am. I don't know what percentage I am in through the game. I'm blazing through it. I'm, like, killing every big daddy. I'm have infinite shock power, everything. It's just burning through. I hack everything for free, or just I pay. I have infinite money, so just unlock everything. All that stuff is more, like, right now for me, I'm trying to burn through that so that I can jump into Mass Effect 3, but I don't know. It's taking me longer than I thought, and I only played it twice, so I only touched it two nights. I think it was the first night that we talked about it, or so last week, and then last night. So, and I played for like an hour, and I lost an hour because it kept crashing, and I had to lurk it up. And that's the one thing I hate about older, or I guess 2007 games, or just older games with this whole Steam stuff. There's some glitches, and you have to look up how to fix it, and why does it crash, and it's not even because I'm, you know, using cheats or anything. It's just a badly ported game. It looks great, though. So you should be able to max everything out easily. It's an old game. Yeah. It looks pretty good for it. Did you hear about the Xbox beta signups?
I did, but after it was over.
Yeah, me too.
So, but I don't know. I probably wouldn't have done it anyway.
No, I mean, I got a free game out of it last time.
Oh, really? Which game?
That's the reason why I would do it. I got a Halo Reach.
Oh, well, maybe I would have done it.
It's not guaranteeing that you'll get a game this time, but, you know, I got a game. And then they gave me the disc for it, a blank disc, or not a real disc of it, but they're like, hey, you can keep it, or here's the game, test it out, and then here you can keep it. And then they're like, oh, we canceled it, just download the Xbox, arcade. Download it on Xbox, on Xbox Live, and then you have it on your... So it's on my hard drive now. Probably delete it. I beat it already. It was alright.
Play it online. It's fun online, I swear.
You mean, like, multiplayer? Like, competitive?
Yeah, like Team SWAT. That's fun.
Team SWAT, yeah. I haven't touched it, but you don't... No, we can't. No.
Why?
We gotta play some games. I don't know, it's old.
No, it's fun.
It is, but I think I'm haloed out.
No, you'll never be. You're going to get four.
Four? I will. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll get four, but I don't know. Halo's Halo. And I got a lot of games to play. That's the reason I just wanted to beat it. I beat it. I think I beat it on normal, and I usually play those games at...
Legendary.
Yeah. Usually play that. But I don't know, it's good. I don't know, anything you wanna talk about game wise?
No, I just need to spend more time on it.
Play some Bioshock.
I'm excited. Get it done.
A buddy of mine, he played Enslaved, started that last week. Like, along with us doing our little beating game thing, he's doing it too. But he beat it. He chose Enslave, I guess, yesterday. Or not yet, last week. And then he beat that. And right before that, he did Assassin's Creed 2. He beat that. That took him like a month or something. I don't remember. And then now he's going on to Mass Effect 2. And then I was like, and I've been getting into science lately. And I was like, yeah, I'm excited. I want to play some Mass Effect. So I got to beat this damn game.
Huh.
I don't know when I'm going to beat it, but we'll see. Maybe next
week.
Never beat it. I'm just going to move on. I'm done. If it keeps crashing on me, I might stop and just maybe look into fixing it, how to make it work without crashing randomly. It's just random. Like, I'll play for an hour or two. Well, I've only played three, but it's crashed, I don't know, 5-6 times at least.
Oh, wow.
And it's not... It's usually at the beginning, like, before I actually start. So it's like, I'll have to fight with it and then get it going, and then it goes good for however long I play. Then once I turn it off, and then let's say I get back on, Ugh. Anyways. Besides that, I guess, that's pretty much all we got at games. It's pretty short. That's pretty amazing right now. I'm not talking about much games.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. We should definitely play more games. Whoa, you dropped your mic? Just
dropped my mic.
What is... Go, play-by-play of what happened.
And it slammed on my desk, so... Hopefully our listeners have their headphones on and cranked all the way up.
It didn't sound loud to me. I think it auto-adjusted on Skype, so...
Oh, okay. So, I'll be good. Just be yeah. Good. I'll wake up. Make sure you're paying attention.
She's like, whoa, moment. What? Earthquake? Tornado? No, I heard that. All right, so what do you want to go to next? What do you want to jump into?
Let's see.
We got actually a decent amount of time. We got at least 30 minutes to try to fill
what,
here.
Okay, so a birdie told me, what is this vendetta you have against stores?
Okay.
Physical stores.
Yes. It's a small little quip. It's not anything. I did have a rant a couple days ago because it was right then, but I don't remember everything about it. But I have... let's see. So... Online shopping is a big thing. Amazon, even the store sites, it's there. Free shipping, all that fun stuff. My issue with brick and mortar is such as an electronics store that's pretty popular. You know, I'm not going to name names. But there's people that, you know, if you need help, you're like, I need to know what is the best one. And just the other week, we bought our podcast mics. And we were like, hey, check such and such site and find out what was the ratings, what were the reviews look like. So instead of asking the people that work there, and you know what, sure, they might know. They might know that it's a good mic or something. But we went ahead and used our phones and found out a review online and found if most people found it desirable item to buy.
Okay.
So my issue is... Something just fell. That's creepy. What was I going to say? But such as brick and mortar stores, there's people that work there, and then there's online. And usually you want to, for me, as a very tech-savvy person, I go into a place knowing what I want or some idea of what I want and knowing how good whatever project options I have, I guess. So I come in prepared. Most people don't. But online, you can look it up. You can go to forums. You can find out all the bad things. This is my biggest thing, is you can find out all the bad things about a project. It could be a good phone, a good, headset, whatever, but people will complain about it, and I love looking at those. And when you're at a brick and mortar store, they're like, they sell you on, not crap, but they'll sell you on it. Like, what are the bad things? This is the good things. Like, I think,
okay, I've had that happen.
Yeah, and that's why. Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, eventually I don't know if brick and mortar will die, but I think the traditional brick and mortar way will die eventually because, I mean, I used to work at Circuit City. They are no longer alive, but not necessarily because they had bad, whatever, just bad, whatever, financials, but it pisses me off that. I hate talking to people. I hate when people tell me, I'll tell them something. They'll ask me, hey, what's up? And then they're like, oh, like buy this or take a look at this, find out some reviews for yourself. But then they'll go to the store and they're like, yeah, this guy said this was better. Oh, and they end up getting that. And then I was just like, I'm like, not to say that those people are stupid. And you know, sometimes I'd say less than 50% of the time, they know their stuff.
Yeah,
it's probably a lot.
I've had my parents do that. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You're gonna trust them?
But they said it was good. They said it was good.
Over what I told you to get. All right.
Yeah, it's. I understand. Like, that's why I'm saying. Like, I don't think brick and mortar will necessarily die itself, but maybe they'll have. I don't know. They'll fuse the online and the brick and mortar, maybe within the store, a little bit better, or. They won't just have people just talk about, I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do because they're losing money, obviously, from online. It's better. Everybody wants to buy online. And I didn't mind. To be honest, I was impatient. So we bought those mics. we probably should have bought online at the time.
No, I want it now.
Yeah, I wanted it now. And that's the benefit, right? So
that's the biggest plus that they have going for it.
And I think that's why it will still be around, just maybe not in as big a force, or in just a different way. I can't even imagine what they'll do to work. But it's that review and the information that they cannot provide correctly, or their weird biasness, that you can't get a bad, you know, tell me the bad things about this. Like, usually, tell me about this. They'll tell you everything, that what it does. But, like, tell me how many people, I mean, people ask, I mean, they ask me back at Circuit City, like, hey, how many people return this and stuff like that. But that's about all we can provide. Everybody else can provide the problems they had. Anyways, Brick and Mortar, I have an issue with it. GameStop is bad. I hate when they're like, would you like to buy the program?
Yeah, or something. GameStop is one of the worst.
I'm just like, God, I don't, that, no, I don't want to buy your stupid thing. Or just keep it short. Don't ask me to pre-order games. I know what I want. Usually. Sometimes it helps, but I guess online does it. They'll pop up with stuff like, hey, these are the games going out. You want to pre-order? I don't know if you pre-order. Yeah, Amazon does it. Anyways, I don't want to rant on forever about Brick and Mortar. Brick and Mortar, I don't prefer it anymore as much as most people, but I'm a little bit ahead of the curve right now, so whatever. Anyways, I really want to get into this Google Fiber thing.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
Tell me about it, Justin. What is Google's Fiber stuff? Whatever.
So basically, Google is coming out with their very own cable and internet service, much like Cox here locally in the Southwest, or
I'm in, sign
Verizon
me up.
Verizon on the East Coast.
I am sold. No, I'm just
it's what?
Good, nothing. I'm just saying, I'm sold. I'm already in. How? Where do I pay? No, but yeah, go ahead.
And if you look at their website, it sounds amazing because they're instead of having fiber to a local distribution point, and then expanding out to individual houses or businesses like the traditional model here on the West Coast, it's fiber straight to your house. So they can do up to 1,000 bits per second download and upload. 1,000.
But that's, is that like?
Right now, I think I'm subscribed to 15. So, I mean, I can't even fathom the amount of increase that would be. They said an HD movie, an average HD movie would download in 7 seconds. Which is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Imagine a Steam game in like a minute or two.
Yeah.
Not even that.
Wow.
Instant gameplay. That's.
And it comes with, if you subscribe to their service, you get 1 terabyte of Google Drive storage,
which
you can use to put DVR episodes on and stuff like that. And you get your own very physical DVR box.
Isn't that cloud storage, right?
Huh?
And besides the box, that the terabyte is just
cloud
stuff. And then you get like a storage box or something, right?
You get a DVR box that's 2 terabytes.
God damn.
Which is enough space for 500 hours of HD programs.
Weak. I'm just playing.
And you can record 8 programs at a time.
What? I didn't even see. Oh, yeah. Frick.
8 programs at a time. And, well, I don't know about other service providers, but Cox, which is what I have right now, you can only do 2 at a time. And you have to be watching one of the 2 while they're recording, which kind of is stupid.
Oh, yeah. That's
because if you're just going to watch one anyway, why bother recording it?
Yeah.
And you get a Nexus 7 tablet that serves as your remote control for all your devices.
Why can't they do this here? Ugh.
Yeah, and it's in beta right now. They're testing it in Kansas City for whatever fucking reason that they have.
I don't know. Maybe that department of that service is where that's centered at or something. I don't know. They had to build fiber.
I don't remember the reason for Kansas City, but that's the only city it's available in right now. For pre-registering, it hasn't been rolled out yet, but you can pre-register if you happen to live in Kansas City.
I hear it's only going to be centered, like, the possibility of it coming to your place is you had to be in a pretty populated place. So, like, a city. A right. City-ish.
Within the city.
Yeah, within, like, city limits. So, not necessarily... We're probably not going to get it out of here, like, where we're at. But no, maybe but in Phoenix.
One can dream.
Yeah.
I would do anything to have this
man
here available
time to
right
move,
now.
Or even to Kansas right now.
In the future, knowing that it could come here would be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's whatever. I want this to be... This is what we need in the States anyways, because our internet's infrastructure is horrible, and their pricing structure is not bad, and I, you know...
It's way cheaper. Way cheaper,
and you get both the TV and the internet, and it's all better than... at least the internet is way better than something you can buy without going to business class, and it's ridiculous. Imagining just... And I think if it's all through fiber, I believe everything, if it's like any like Fios, Verizon Fios or UVerse or something, they're all through fiber too. So all your data, even the TV and whatever is coming through, comes through just your internet cable or the fiber optic network or whatever. So that's, and that's no cable. So I don't know. They say you gotta pay for the line. And I don't know. I want one day, maybe in 10, it's going to be a lot longer than that, but maybe one day I'll move into a place that has fiber network. I actually just want a fiber network because it'd just be better overall. Anything. I'll take Verizon Fios. I don't know about AT&T UVerse, but whatever. I don't know. This is awesome. It sounds too good to be true.
It does. It really does. It's such a huge step forward that it's like, it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm getting turned on from it. But I won't tell anybody if you won't. It's fucking, oh my God. It's fucking amazing. Like, I don't even know. Whatever. If you want to know how bad we're getting screwed over by normal cable companies, look at this stuff. Because this is what they should be offering for the price, because they're just, you know, just sucking money out of our pockets for crappy internet and crappy TV and DVRs. And, ugh. Yeah, I don't know. It just pisses me off at how far behind the rest of the country is compared to some of this stuff out here. But we don't live in a major city, so whatever. Anyways, Google fucking Fiber. It's amazing. Buy it. If you live in Kansas and you listen to this, or you ever listen to this, whatever it is, you should totally let us know how it is. If you get that, that would be awesome. I want to know. Just film yourself. You know what? Just give me your internet. I don't know how you can do that, but internet line all the way across. All right. Well, that's the Google Fiber. Check it out. I'll link it in the show notes tonight or tomorrow, whatever. We'll link it in the show notes. You can take a look at it. It's pretty cool. If you're an internet geek, you'll love it, I think. Actually, you'll love it. If you don't, then you're dead. Anyways, let's talk about some phones. Let's talk about our phones.
Phones? Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we have. We'll say when we got it, and then I guess we'll see what happens from there. But pretty much give everybody an idea of...
Hello?
Yeah.
You're cutting out.
Am I? Internet's bugging out. One sec. You sound fine. Is it good? What is it?
Yeah. I can hear you now, but like for a while there, you were like, I couldn't hear you.
All right. We're back. So, did you hear me say your phone, say when you bought it, and we'll go from there.
All right, I got the Google Galaxy Nexus.
What? The Google? Google?
Google.
The Google.
I just like saying that word.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. Google. Google.
I got it, let's see. I got it day one launch on Sprint. Sprint just recently started carrying it a few months ago. So far, it's been the best phone I've ever had. But I always feel that way about my new phone, so...
We'll see. And
it's always going to be the best phone that I've ever had.
Because he only buys the best, people. Only buys the best. Yeah.
But yeah, so far, the only thing that kind of irks me about it is, and it's not a phone thing, it's a service thing, which is Sprint.
Yeah.
And their laziness in getting the new Jelly Bean update out. It's out for all of the unlocked Galaxy Nexus.
Wait, what? Wait. I thought you... Okay, so...
So that's the main reason why I bought this phone, was to have a pure Google phone and get real-time updates whenever they're available. But the fact that you still have to go through a carrier means they still have to put their shit on it and approve it through their process, which is just... So far, it's been, I think, 3 weeks since the official Jelly Bean update has taken effect for all of the unlocked phones.
And unlocked as in what, on AT&T?
Nexus phone.
What do you mean by unlocked?
That's kind of pissing me off.
That's that.
Other than that, I mean, I think it's still the best phone out there. As far as the phone itself, the only thing I'd have to complain about is Sprint service, which is by no fault of the phone. But yeah, so far it's been a great phone. It does everything I want, and it syncs to all my Google ecosystem apps and stuff that I use online. My Gmail, my calendar is all seamless. Cloud storage has been awesome with the Google Drive. And I can access all my stuff from anywhere, phone or web. Yeah, I like the Google ecosystem. A lot better than most others out there. Their Cloud Drive, their calendar, Gmail, their Play Store has gotten a lot better. When it first came out, I was kind of iffy about it. I used to prefer the Amazon App Store. Now the Play Store, I think, has stepped up and kind of taken the lead in my mind. Google Wallet, I have yet to try. But I got $53 from Sprint and Google for activating my Nexus phone on their plan. So I need to try that out. It just uses the NFC chip that's in the phone, and you can wirelessly pay for things just like a debit card. But you just tap it to the pin code, and you're good to go. Emails you a receipt.
Wait, okay, hey. Okay, look, what I tried to say earlier, do you have your, okay, this is two things. Do you have your, are you hearing yourself right now?
Barely.
Oh, can you hear me? Or do you have me turn, do you have it turned down pretty low? Is that why?
Really low.
Oh, okay, that's probably why you didn't hear me.
Myself, I can hear you fine.
Oh, well, when I was saying, you were saying, I thought, even though you're on Sprint, I thought it would still, all you need, okay, since you have a Google phone... I thought it just wasn't out for Nexus yet.
It's out for Nexus.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Google started selling the Nexus phone from their Play Store, unlocked, and you could go to whatever carrier you wanted.
Yeah, but I always thought, even though it was, sure, you don't have to buy the unlocked one, but let's see. The Nexus One has it on Sprint, has Jelly Bean.
Which one?
Nexus One. The one before yours, the Nexus phone before yours, it's released on that, but I have not heard any release information on the Nexus, the Galaxy Nexus one? No, the Galaxy Nexus, official name? Samsung Galaxy Nexus, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, that. So, what? Are you sure it's out? I don't know.
It's out for the unlocked phones, it's out.
Huh. I didn't know your carrier was involved. That's stupid. That pisses me off. That doesn't make any sense.
I know. That totally defeats the purpose why I bought the phone.
I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Are you I don't know. Whatever. You have the phone. I haven't really looked into it. I have a Twitter update. I have Twitter updates from all these Android sites. I just never paid attention. Maybe I missed it. That's probably what happened. I skip through a lot. I get a lot of Twitter. Okay. So... You love Google Play. I mean, Google Play is a lot better. You went into the NFC chip stuff. Besides the stupid Sprint thing that I just found out about, I think that's so stupid. I don't understand that. And then, don't know anything else about the phone that I don't know. You don't have to go that much into it, but
the only thing that I think would make it better is if everybody else I knew had the same phone. I think there's some features that I'm missing out on. Because of the NFC chip, you can use against other Nexus phones for sharing information when they're nearby.
Yeah.
I think you can wirelessly play games with nearby Galaxy phones through that NFC chip as like multiplayer games.
Yeah,
I think that would be cool. You can share information, contact information, apps, all through that just by touching the phones together, which is kind of cool. And I'm missing out on because I don't know anybody that has this phone.
Yeah, no one else does it. A buddy of mine does, but that's about it. Yeah, it's a good phone. This stupid Sprint thing is bugging me out. I'm going to look into that. I don't know why they would do that. And anyways, my thought process is if you want an Android phone, get the Google phone, whatever the Nexus line of their phone is. I didn't know about the Sprint thing, though. That doesn't make it. Anyways.
Yeah. It's really annoying.
But yeah, so yeah, Jelly Bean did come out a couple weeks ago. And I've heard Ice Cream Sandwich in general, though, I've heard good things. The thing is.
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
So I'm hearing the experience is better. It's more prioritized for the UI itself, so you don't get that lag that I used to get on my old phone because I had a Droid X before. That lag I'm sure it happens occasionally. It hitches up. Every phone has it, but it's more up to par of what you'd expect from a phone, or you should expect from a phone. Mm-hmm. I think. And that's what I've heard. Justin loves it. I definitely recommend getting a phone like that. There's the Galaxy S, not the Galaxy, the Galaxy S3 that came out, and the HTC, whatever, some other phone, big phones that came out, ginormous phones. No, they're bigger than yours, so I'm already just like, what?
Yeah, especially the One X, it's pretty big.
Yeah, they keep getting bigger. But yeah, so there's those phones out there, and most people would be fine with those, so. But I know we talked about this last week a little bit, so I'm not going to get too much into it. My phone, I have an iPhone 4S. Pretty standard. Everybody knows it's been out for a while. It's been out since October of last year, I believe. I didn't buy mine until, I think, February or March. I don't remember for sure. So I've only had it for about four-ish months. And it's fine. It's great. It does exactly what it does. For me personally, if you're a tech-savvy person, I wouldn't recommend it, I guess. Like, I wouldn't tell you, oh, you should pick up this phone. This is just kind of how I fell into my phone-ishness. Everybody looks at me like, why'd you get that phone? It's so much, you're so techy. I was like, yeah. Or geeky with technology. I got an iPhone because I do mainly three things pretty much with my phone, which is podcasting. I listen to podcasts. I do some music and the web. It's pretty much it. I don't usually play games on my phone too much. Everything that I could get extra from a phone, like I used to do, I can get on. I don't do that stuff anymore. I don't do all the extra stuff anymore. I don't need to anymore, at least. And everybody, the App Store, it's got the App Store. It gets the apps, usually first right now. A lot of people have the phones. Everybody except all my friends have an iPhone. and I see my family has too. They all have iPhones too. So it works out. They have the whole iMessage and FaceTime stupid stuff that my dad loves FaceTime, by the way. He keeps calling me FaceTime. Like, what do you want? I don't want to. We don't need video in this talk. And he'll be like right in the same room. He'll be in the same house. He'll just like call me. He was like, all right, hey bud, it works. I was like, oh my god, all right. So yeah, I mean, it's goops. It's good. It's I like it. It's running fine, rarely getting crashes. That it's for me and what I needed it to do, the reliability that I get for the things I do specifically, which is why I don't want to push anybody really to get it. I mean, I'll suggest it because the more people that get the phone, I could do more things like make little groups, such as like on Google Plus that we do, is have a group of people and then we could just text everybody. But no one does it, really. And we haven't done it since the Steam sale. But
they should, because it's amazing.
I mean that's what we use right now, until there is a phone that we all end up buying again. But I don't know. With Android, I doubt it. And the way that some of our friends with like his HTC phone and his next phone, I have no idea what you think. What HTC Evo guy, our buddy. I guess should we just say his name? Omar. His name's Omar. He has an HTC Evo. I don't know, Evo 4G. I don't know.
4G.
Is it 4G? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Even though Phoenix doesn't have 4G, it's 4G.
But yeah, so he has that, and overall, I don't even think he'll listen to us on. Oh, did he say he'll get like a Nexus phone? His next phone.
I think he said his next phone is going to be the HTC One X.
Ugh. I mean.
But cool, we'll see. But I don't know. It's been out already, and he hasn't gotten it yet. So.
So yeah, pretty much. It's just evidence that we'll never get the same phone.
No.
We might. Me and you might. But I don't know about anybody else. One day. You know, one year. Day. 1 year or something where we jump onto, I'll jump back on Android or try out a Windows phone and or something. Who knows? Well, I'm pretty sure. But I guess we get more opinions. I like it. iPhone. Everybody knows about it. It's good. It's pretty reliable. It doesn't, it's not as customizable or have little cool widgets that you can do, but it does, it gets the job done for me, and that's my key. So, out of that spurred my Apple, not spurred it, I've had Apple products, but that's why you'll see me throughout any podcast be the one that will lean towards Apple, or at least be able to defend it for whatever reasons, besides the stupid. Did you hear about the court cases talking about Apple and the other companies' frivolous, stupid lawsuits for the patents? They're saying you guys are getting this is ridiculous. Like, you need to stop with the stupid lawsuits. I saw it the other day, and they talked about the patenting, our patent problems. Why don't it's just stupid? Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's and it keeps going. It keeps happening, and they, you know.
Yeah, they have no signs of slowing down either.
Yeah, so that's that. Anyway, so whenever we talk about phones and when they come out and whatever apps, we'll try to make sure we get both. Until Windows Phone gets a little bit bigger, we probably won't mention like the apps on that. We won't mention that too much, but if you want us to, let us know. But I don't, none of us have Windows phones, so we can't really say anything. But yeah, if there's ever an app such as, well, we talked about Stitcher last week.
Yeah, it turned out to be a horrible app.
Yeah. And then you picked up Dog Catcher.
I got Dog Catcher shortly after our last podcast.
Have you used it at all?
What's that?
Have you used it at all?
Yeah, I used it all week. It's all right. Really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm pleasantly surprised. It is definitely worth, I think it was $4.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
In the Google Play Store. So far, yeah, it's been great. It automatically downloads all of the new episodes of whatever podcasts you follow. It even does video, like if you subscribe to YouTube channels, it'll automatically download those videos.
I didn't know that.
Which is cool.
That's new. I didn't know that. I guess it's been a couple months, but I don't know. Have you gotten to his website at all?
No, not yet.
I guess you don't really need to. But that's, there used to be some weird glitches and stuff, but that was a year ago. I've had it for a while now, but I think it's the best one on Android. I could be wrong, but yeah.
No, I would be hard pressed to find a better one.
It's so
much does everything you need it to, and then some.
Yeah,
you can set it up to automatically delete old podcasts that you've already listened to. You can keep a backlog of cached or downloaded podcasts, so you can replay them or download them and listen to them whenever you want.
And you can stream.
Connection to listen to them.
And you can stream them.
Which is nice. You don't have to stream them, which is the biggest plus over Google Listen. Google Listen, you can download, you can buffer them in advance, but not nearly as efficiently as the Dog Catcher app can. So you find that you're streaming, like, you virtually don't have to stream anything, so which is good as in terms of quality and convenience. Like if you happen to be driving and you don't have a signal, at least you have the, all of your downloaded podcasts to listen to already in your phone.
Yeah, and that's what I do. That's how I mean, most people that are capable enough to even listen to a podcast is what they do is download it. I think I sometimes stream if I'm in a network and I'm just sitting in some kind of Wi-Fi, but I hate a hitching anything I'm listening to. I hate to hitch. So, I mean, I stream music, but that's a little bit different than a podcast. Podcasts are bigger, but yeah, Dog Catcher. Instacast is mine. I think we brought it up last week as well. Both of these apps. So it's not like we didn't try anything really new. I do use, if you do Twitter, do you use Twitter, the Twitter app on Android?
Actually, I kind of bounce back and forth. I haven't decided which one I like better yet. I have the official Twitter app. I have TweetDeck. Okay. And I have Twitka.
TweetDeck is no good.
Twitka's pretty cool, but I don't know if I like it better than TweetDeck. I think TweetDeck is my favorite so far.
Isn't it? I don't know, but it's not. I don't know if it's good, though. Like, even though it's, like, the better one. Like, there's better ones. At least, okay, so I used TweetDeck on my Android before. It's been updates. I'm sure that it's probably updated by now, but there's a lot of stuff that they lost because of the API change that Twitter had to do. So it's different, at least from the web one that I have on my computer, which I don't use anymore. And then the last time, which is I've used it, I've logged in now, but I don't know if I updated it. But it's all right. But the one on Apple that is only on Apple right now, they're thinking about going to Android eventually. They usually do anyways. But there's one called TweetBot, and it's the best. It's way better than everything that I've used or seen. It's the best Twitter client. I wish I'm sure it'll come out eventually, but you definitely should probably pick it up if it comes out on there. It's kind of like, I don't know, remember. I don't know, but yeah, it's really good. So it's, I mean, there's that Twitter client. Android-wise, I guess TweetDeck is what you say.
Or Twitka. I would also recommend Twitka as at least giving it a shot.
Why not just use that exclusively?
What's that?
Why don't you use that exclusively?
No, I use both. I bounce back and forth.
Is it because you'll get the Facebook information on TweetDeck, or is it?
No, I delete Facebook off of everything. It's just annoying.
Yeah, I hate. I had to put it back on my phone because sometimes information would ask for my login, so I had to put it back on my phone, Facebook app, which is crappy on all devices, just letting you know.
The main thing that I like about TweetDeck is the yellow bar on the side showing you all of the new tweets. Twitka doesn't have that. It just automatically throws you at the most recent tweet, and you scroll down to figure out which one you've already read.
Okay.
Yeah, you scroll up. And I'm like, I don't know if I like that. But it has a lot more options when you click on a tweet than TweetDeck does. In Twitka, you can reply, you can quote reply, you can quote a tweet, you can retweet, you can see the users who have retweeted it.
Yep.
You can directly reply anybody that's mentioned in the tweet. You can click on the link to any image or link to an article or anything like that. Or you can share the tweet with any other social media that you happen to be subscribed to. So it has a lot more options. Twitka does, but as far as readability, I think TweetDeck is easier to navigate.
I think there just needs to be more choices or better Twitter clients on Android. At least the last time, and every day it talks about, it's not there. It could get better. So
there's definitely room for improvement. I think if Twitka and TweetDeck
got together,
combined strengths,
had babies,
you'd have a really good client.
Twitka, TweetDeck, Dika, TweetDeka, TweetDeka. There you go. There you guys go. For free. It's yours. TweetDeck, Twitka. All right. So I guess There's your app representation. Main apps, I guess. Twitter and podcasting. Maybe we'll talk about Facebook apps next time. I'm not trying out Facebook apps. That's stupid. Never. I hate that. That's stupid. Anyways, this will be a shorter podcast. Not really. 10 minutes shorter. But I think that's it, unless there's anything you want to talk about. Oh, we'll be playing. We're going to try to beat BioShocks next week. Or
yep.
We're going to keep playing BioShock. Our next game is still Mass Effect 3, right?
Yeah, still on the chopping block.
All right,
after BioShock, so is Mass Effect 3.
Do some BioShock. We're going to do some Mass Effect 3. We'll talk about some of it. No spoilers, really. Try not to. Maybe we will. Who knows? I hate doing spoilers because people can't listen to it. You know what? Doesn't matter. We'll do what we feel like because it's our podcast, bitches. So,
yeah. So suck it.
We're going to play those games. We're going to eat food. Oh, that's what we should
Ooh,
do.
We should do some food stuff.
Yeah, man. It's a good
idea. Let's introduce some food stuff next week.
We'll try to do some food stuff. I don't know when we'll ever be able to eat because I'm only off. Damn it. I don't know. Maybe for dinner. We can meet up for dinner and have, you know. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, we're evolving, so forgive us for... It doesn't matter because we're going to do what we want. So...
Exactly.
any last words, Justin?
No. No, I'm good. I just want to move to Kansas City, kind of.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Like, who wants to move to Kansas City?
I think it would totally be worth it.
That's the only reason I want to move to Kansas City. That's the...
that and they have good barbecue.
Ah.
That's the only two reasons.
Damn it. So there's... You know what? Maybe we should look into this, because there seems like there's more reasons there we just don't know about.
Right. Okay, I'm down. Let's go.
All right, we'll see you guys. We'll podcast next week from Kansas City. On our new Google line. It sounds so much better.
We could probably stream this podcast live.
Yeah.
With no buffering in Kansas City.
I bet I'd have a better connection with you on Skype, too.
Yep.
Damn it. We need to move. We're moving to Kansas. We'll see you guys next week in Kansas. Thanks for listening to the Skull and Minds podcast. We'll see you guys later. Say bye.
Bye.